First of all, I greet you from the Persian Park Baptist Church in Colleen, Texas, where my pastor is Dr. Dale Moyer. He sent his greetings and blessings for this ministry over these 15 years. My wife, my bride, my 45-year-old child who loves me like I love her, we got this old relationship. We satisfied sitting at the house. I don't know about y'all. We satisfied just sitting at the house. But I thank each one of you. I thank Pastor Love. He told me 3 months ago about this message, and I had three of them. Even until Tuesday, I'm like, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to preach today. But God is faithful. And he puts things together even when you don't know he's doing it. I thank my family from Memphis, from San Antonio, from Texas, from Mississippi, from everywhere. All of you. Matter of fact, I thank my Living Faith family, because I'm a part of the team now, y'all. Y'all might not know that, but I was here from the beginning. And this is one of our favorite anniversary spots. I've been prayed for, and I did a little greeting, but something that I have to always say when I come into the house of the Lord, and that's thank you. Any thankful people in here today? I can tell sometimes, but I'm thankful that God kept me in spite of me. He blessed me in spite of me. Undeservedly so, he blessed me. And I was going to sing a song. I am going to sing the song. He may not know it, but y'all sing. Y'all get, grab it with me, and if you can get it, sing it. And the song simply says, make sure you tell God thank you. That's it. Make sure you tell God thank you for all he's done, all the victories he won. Make sure you say thank you. If y'all got that, can you sing along with me? Make sure you tell God thank you. Make sure you tell God thank you for all he's done. All the victories he won. Make sure you say thank you. Can we try that one more time? Make sure you tell him. Make sure you tell God thank you. Listen, God has been too good for you not to tell him. Make sure you tell God thank you for all he's done. For all he's done, all the victories he won. Make sure you say thank you. All over the building, why don't you lift your voice and say, thank you, Jesus. God has been good to me. You ought not be ashamed to just tell him, thank you. Thank you. In spite of me, thank you. Because of me, thank you. I should have been dead and gone, but God saw fit to keep me, so I'm going to say thank you. Okay. Y'all ready for the word? In the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, you may remain seated. We're not going to read the scripture right now. I'm just giving you a prelude to it. Just remain seated. What do you do when obedience to God puts you in uncomfortable places? We often hear people say, if God is for you, everything is going to work out easily. But the Bible teaches us something totally different. Sometimes the people closest to God face the hardest fires. I heard the brother talk about the water, but we're going to talk about the fire. Joseph was faithful and still ended up in prison.
Job was righteous and still suffered loss. Paul preached the gospel, but still sat in chains. And these Hebrew boys that we're going to talk about, they bowed and ended up facing, they refused to bow and end up facing the flame. Which means trouble is not always proof that God is absent. Sometimes trouble shows up when God is present. See, the first evidence that their faith was being tested. Because anybody can worship God when your bills are paid. Anybody can worship God when your family is healthy. Anybody can worship God when life in itself is very comfortable. But what happened when serving God costs you something? What happened when standing for righteousness make you unpopular? What happened when conviction isolates you? People talk about you. And faith places you in the heat of opposition. Here's a tension in the text that we're going to read. These three Hebrew boys did the right thing, but they still got thrown into the fire. Now, this challenges modern-day thinking because we often believe if God be for you, who can be against you? But hardship showed up in their lives. But in this passage, obedience did not remove them from the flame. Matter of fact, it led them straight to the flame. It looked like destruction, but it became a divine revelation. See, God don't play about his children. Look at your neighbor and say, God don't even play about me. But God, he revealed his presence, and he strengthened their faith and displayed his glory. And maybe that's why I find some of you today in this congregation. You prayed, you've obeyed, you've tried to stand. But instead of things getting better, it got hotter. That flame got bigger. But Daniel chapter 3 got good news for you. When God doesn't keep you from the fire, guess what he does? He goes in the fire with you. Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 28. For your hearing, I will be reading verses 16, 17, and 25. Verse 16 reads, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Verse number 25 reads. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt. And the fourth is like the form of a son of man. You may be seated. The grass withereth, the flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. The grass withereth, the flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. With your prayers and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I want to speak to you under this title, Facing the Flame. Facing the Flame. As believers, oftentimes, we find ourselves in a season where we have to face flames. Sometimes the flame is sickness. Sometimes that flame is betrayal. Financial struggle, persecution, heartbreak, loneliness, or spiritual warfare. I've come to understand that anybody can shout when everything is going well. I don't know about you, but I shout when things are good. Anybody can praise God when my bank account is full and your body feels strong, but the real question becomes, can you still shout when the heat is turned up? Warren Risby noted that believers will face pressure to worship the creature, the goal, or the human works. But when three young men refused to bow to Nebuchadnezzar, that golden image, they proved that true faith results in principled courage. In Daniel chapter 3, we meet those three guys. Shadrach, Meshach, and my brother was in a bad Negro. They were living in Babylon under King Nebuchadnezzar. The king builds a golden image and commands everybody to bow when the music plays. But these three young men refuse to bow because they know you can put us in Babylon, but you can't put Babylon in me. Their refusal enrages the king. That's what he did. He orders that furnace be turned up seven times hotter. Now, it was burning people up before, but he wanted seven times. He going to prove a point. That's what he called himself doing. But what the enemy meant for destruction became a testimony of deliverance. Because when you belong to God, the fire cannot destroy you. Guess what? Because look at your neighbor again and say, God don't play about me. You might throw me in there, but guess what's going to happen? It's to your detriment, which brings me to my first point. I got about 10 minutes and I'll be out, well, 10 whole minutes, and I'll be out of your way. Point number one, faith that stands in the flame. In the flame, Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. The king threatens them with the furnace, but listen to their answer. O God, whom we serve, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. But if not, we would not serve thy gods. That's mature faith. That's I don't care what you think about me, I'm still going to worship him. That's real, true, genuine faith. They believe God could deliver and God would deliver. But even if he did not deliver like they thought he would or they expected, he was still worthy. That's real faith, y'all. God sent me here to let you know that real faith is not I serve you if I get a job. Real faith is not I serve you if the doctor gives me a good report. Real faith is not I trust you even if the door don't open. If the door open, but real faith says, even if the answer is delayed, even if the answer is no, God is still God, and God is still able to do exceedingly, abundantly above what we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in your faith, because it worketh in you. Too many people worship God for what he gives instead of who he is. But these boys have settled something in their spirit. We would rather burn with God than to bow without him. You ought to put that on your refrigerator. I would rather burn with God than to bow without him. Notice they stood, come here, Kaepernick, when everybody else bowed. Faith will sometimes make you stand if you got to stand alone. You may be the only saved person even in your home, on your job, in the gym that you go to, in your gathering space. You may be the only saved person there. You may be the only believer, like I said, on your job. You may be the only young person in school living for Christ. You may be the only one that refused to compromise. Ain't that right, Miss Denise? Me and my wife understand what that means. Sometimes the church folk will make you try to do something that ain't right. Church folk. Church folk, now I ain't talking about the world. But when you don't compromise, you're ostracized. You may be the only one that refused to do it, but stand anyway. When the pressure of culture said bow, conviction say stand. Therefore, having your, stand. And when, like you go, and when you have done all to stand, stand some more. And when intimidation didn't work with these three Hebrew boys, he tried the furnace. Which brings us to point number two. They had faith that stood in the flame. But that flame reveals who God is. I know who you are, but who is God? Daniel chapter 3, verses 19 through 25. Nebuchadnezzar, he orders the furnace heated seven times. I'm going to mess with their mind, y'all. Seven times hotter than it would normally be heated. The fire was so hot that the men throwing them in died from the heat. But watch this. That same fire that killed the soldiers could not destroy the servants of God because they stood instead of bowing. Can I tell you something? What destroys the people cannot, other people cannot destroy you. God has his hand on your life. And I said it before, but I need you to say it again. God don't play about me. The enemy thought the furnace would end their testimony, but guess what? The furnace became the stage for God's glory. Yeah. Notice something powerful. When they went into the fire, they were bound. But after they got out of the fire, the king said, didn't I cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? Lo, I see four men loose. They went in, tied up, but came out free. Sometimes God uses the fire to burn out pride. He uses the fire to burn off fear. He uses the fire to burn off doubt, addiction, bitterness, bondage. The fire did not burn them, but it burned what had them bound. God uses the fire to move you out of your own way. Sometimes the only thing that can break that bondage that you caught in is the furnace. The furnace. Sometimes you got to get in that heat to remove that thing that has you bound. And the king says, the fourth man looks like the Son of God. Now, I don't know God, but he look. I always thought that was peculiar. How do you know what God looked like? It must be God because it killed my men putting them in, and these young men are in the boundless. They're not in bound or in chain no more. They're loose. So he must be that man that I heard about. You know, we always hear about God, but how often do we really listen to what we're hearing? The unbeliever would say there is no God, but soon as something happened, Lord, have mercy. I don't believe in God, but Lord, if you have a God that you know, would you please pray for me? Mm-mm. The fourth man looks like the Son of God. That means they were not in the flame alone. Like I said, God would go with you in the fire. He would go with you in the flood. When you lay awake at night crying because something that's going on in your life ain't like you want it to be, guess what? God is there. When people walk away from you and you're hurt, what you worrying about? God is there. When the burden seems too heavy for you to bear, don't worry about it because God is there. When you feel like giving up, throwing the towel, guess what? God is there. God may not always remove the fire, but I promise you, he will step in the fire with you. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God was there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The fire is temporal, but those who walk with God, it's terminal, it's permanent. God is there. Now, after the fire has done its work, something amazing happens. Because God's bringing you through the flame and your testimony becomes undeniable. There's a brother here that needed a heart. I talked to Brother Roscoe, I think his name is. And every time I see him jumping around the stage, I said to myself, I got a hangnail on my hand and I don't have enough courage to stand on the stage and jump around. But that brother got a new heart. And he jumps around like nothing has ever been wrong with him. When he was going through, he still jumped around. What did he say? You had to get pacemakers and all kind of stuff. But God kept him. And even if God didn't keep him, he trusted that God would keep him. That's what the flame revealed in Roscoe's life. That God was still with him in the fire. They had faith that stands in the flame. They had the flame revealed who God is. But finally, the flame becomes a testimony. This is probably my most favorite part of this text. Verse 26 to 28. Nebuchadnezzar called them out of the furnace. And the Bible says that the fire had no power over them. We have any barbecuing people in here? Any grill masters? Have you ever lit a fire? I'm going to say you may use charcoal lighter. Or you might have the quick light. You may have however you make your fire. And you stood around the fire waiting on the heat to get hot. And you opened it up, and you walked back, and it wasn't ready, so you went back and looked again. And then somebody said, oh, I got to go to the store. And you get to the store, somebody said, you must be cooking. You smell like you've been around barbecue. They were in the fire. But the fire had no power over them. I stuck my hand over the grill, and the hair on my arm. They were in the fire, but not even their hair was singed. Their clothes were not burned. And guess what? They didn't even smell like smoke. Now, I don't know about you, for me, that's because I call myself a grill master, that's shouting material right there. I know what fire would do. Matter of fact, I got some welding burns to prove that fire is real. Because when God brings you out, look at what God does. He knows how to bring you out whole. The enemy expected ashes, but God preserved them. Look at the impact. A wannabe king, Donald Trump, a pagan king started praising God, the God of Israel. He didn't know him, but he praised him because of the testimony of God's saints. That should be what you desire. No matter what I'm going through, give God glory.
In the midst of my storm, give God glory. Don't worry about what people say. Give God glory. Pastor Love, they watched you suffer, but you still gave God glory. They watched how you handled the pressure, and you still gave God glory. They watched how you endured pain. You still gave God glory. They watched to see if you'll praise him in the midst of your storm. People said that they're going to work out. You're not going to have this church. This church will not grow. I bind everything that God would have for you. They may have said everything, called you everything but a child of God. But you continue to give God glory. You continue to keep the faith. You continue to trust God. That's why we should give God glory after 15 years of keeping us in spite of what the enemy tried to do. They wanted us to fail, but God, he stepped in and saw about us. They watched you in your storm. And I think that's so amazing. You were getting ready to buy some property, and life changed as you knew it. And I don't know the particulars, but I know it was millions of dollars that became even more. So you got less for paying more. And people would say, oh, that's failure. But that's God's success. Because God foreknew what you needed. He foreknew what you would use to give him glory. And because you stood still, you didn't bow to the enemy's tactics. God blessed you. See, nobody don't know God as a healer, Brother Roscoe, until they've been sick. Nobody don't know that God is a provider until you struggle. Nobody don't know that God is a comforter until you're grieving. Nobody don't know that God will deliver you until you're trapped and seem like you can't get out. The flame revealed the power of God. Now, church, y'all don't have to do that phone. The flame revealed the power of God, and God is able to reveal the power of God through you. Now, my words went away, but that's good. That's good because God has put something in me that I need to tell you guys. So I'm going to walk away from my notes and tell you what God told me to tell you. God said on 12 July 2026, keep your eyes on him. Stop worrying about what you see. Stop believing your lying eyes. Keep your eyes on him. He said, I have a plan that I'm going to put in place. He's going to work this thing out for your good and his glory. He's going to make ways out of no way, even in this body right here. Why? Because he went to the cross for us. I heard the brother say he stretched them high and they hung him wide. High, wide. He bowed his head and for you and I, he died. But he didn't stay dead because he got up. He didn't just get up with some power. He got up with all power. And that self-same power he got, guess what he gave to you? He said, greater things shall you do because I went to the Father. So on the 12th of July, 2026, lift your heads and give God glory because he's worthy. He wants you to tell the story. And you don't tell the story about what you sit on. You tell the story about what you say. You verbalize what God has done in and through you. You pull it out. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's power made manifest in you. Stop sitting on what you got. Get off the stand. Pick up the table. Bless God with all you have. And make sure, Brother Rico, Pastor Rico, that you tell God, thank you. God has been too good. Their testimony was the devil thought they had him, but they got away. New Living Faith, the devil thought they had you, but he got bamboozled because you got away. So if you got a few moments, I know that was a brief message. I want to have about 2 hours. Really about an hour and a half. But God said, not so. It's been a long week for you guys. And God has really been showing about it and cried a whole lot of tears. And not tears of pain or suffering, but tears of joy. And the joy that I have, God gave it to me. He gave me joy because of Pastor Love and First Lady Jackie. He gave me joy because my brother preached this morning talking about water. I said, okay, it ain't going to be water the next service, but it's going to be fire. God will bring you through the fire and the rain. He will sustain you regardless of what you go through because that's the kind of God that we serve. My God don't play about me. So I told my wife, I said, at the end of this gathering, we always say thank you. I said before, after, enduring. But we need to go old school because we got some young folk in here in their 80s. They say they like old thank you songs.
So the song simply say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just gonna thank you, Lord. 15 years, God, say thank you. I'm not gonna lie, God took me sometime. I might have wanted to quit, but thank you for keeping me in spite of me. Sometimes I listen to what the devil was saying, but God, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say, why do we thank him, y'all? He's been so good. We ran into dead ends and stumbling blocks, but God has been so good. We didn't think we had a way, but he made ways out of no way. God has been so good. He's been so good. I just want to say, over 15 years, God has saved souls. He saved our souls. If it had not been for living faith, somebody would be going to hell, but God saved souls in this building right here. God just saved my soul. Save my soul. I just want to thank you. Pastor Love, after I watched you grow, he made him whole, y'all. He became the jelly to her peanut butter, or the peanut butter to their jelly. He made them whole, because nobody is whole without a family. Lord, you made living faith whole. You made me whole. I just want to thank him. I just want to thank him. How you picked me up and turned me around. How you placed my feet on solid ground. Thank you. Shut the door that the enemy thought for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 As you go to your seats, I got to tell you a story about a silversmith. He wants to ask the question, how long do you let it stay in the fire? He said, I keep it in the flame until all of the impurities are gone. How long do you leave it in the fire? To all of the impurities are gone, and I can see my reflection in it. Sometimes God will allow the heat because he's fine-tuning you. He's shaping you. He's molding you. The pressure is painful. The process is uncomfortable, but God is refining his people. And how long will he refine you? Till you see his reflection in you. When I look in the mirror, I no more see me. I see God looking at me. Now the voice that I hear is God. I know the voice. I know the sound of his voice. I know the spirit in his voice. So now when the enemy think they got me, God don't play about me. Pastor Love. Yeah.
Song simply says,
there's nothing like being free. There's nothing like being free. There's nothing like being free.
lift your hand. If you free, you ought to lift your hand. Why don't you give them a wave offering today? There's no more chains on my mind. No more chains on my heart, yeah. No more chains. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing like it, ain't nothing like it, ain't nothing. I've had collard greens, I've had chitlins, but ain't nothing like being free. I've had cornbread and good fried chicken, but ain't nothing like being free in Jesus. My Savior forever bought me. Oh, yeah.
Word today. What I love so much about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that it was the same fire. The same fire that consumed those who were around. It was the same fire that God used to deliver them. It's the same fire that people use to destroy you. But it's the same fire that God will use to deliver you. In those same words that people speak against you, God will speak a word to bring you out and to bring you through. We thank God for this day. We thank God for a wonderful word. Thank you so much to my brother in love. Thank you for that word. Facing the flames, facing the flames. The next time you face flames in your life, and maybe you're facing them right now, maybe you're going through something, I don't know. You know and God knows. But here's the truth, that God is with you in the fire. That God is with you in your fire. Do you believe that God is with you in the fire? He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. God is with you in the fire. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. What a wonderful day we have had, y'all. Let's give God praise one more time. You all are still here, I thought y'all would be gone. They're still here. Praise God. No, I'm glad. I thought last week was the last. To God be the glory. Still here? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. They knew who I'm talking to. Amen. 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 Still here. Hadn't gone back to Africa. Praise God. Praise God for that. Yeah. You are my gift today. God bless you. It's time to give. Is that where we are? No, invitation. Invitation. That's where we are, y'all. You are my gift today. I thank God for you. So it all boils down to this. We preach the word, we sing songs, we worship, we praise, we clap our hands, we shout, and we dance. That's all wonderful, but it all comes down to this. Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Let me let that sit for a minute. Do you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins? That's kind of churchy. If you were to die today, do you know where you would spend eternity? They talked about the flames, and let me just be real with you. The flames of hell, they are real. I'm not sugarcoating, they are real. Will you spend eternity with Jesus, or will you spend eternity in hell? You can make that decision today. You make that choice today. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That Jesus gave his life for you and for me. So to place your faith in Jesus and receive his gift of eternal life, you must recognize that you are a sinner who needs to be saved. All have sinned and fallen short of his glory. Then we must confess, come into agreement with God about our sins. Repent of our sins. Ask Jesus to save us by his divine grace and turn our lives over to the rule of Jesus Christ, letting him be the Lord of our lives. So if you are here today, and maybe you're asking questions about this faith, this Jesus you're talking about. Our ushers are standing right now. They have their hands extended. You can follow them out to room number one. You just got questions. Maybe you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You can do that today. And so we extend this invitation to you in this moment. And so our ushers are standing. They'll take you across the hallway to room number one. You'll meet with one of our new member ministry advisors to gather information. We'll welcome you with open arms. Won't you come right now? Won't you come right now? Perhaps you already have a relationship with Jesus, but you're not a part of a local church where you can worship with other believers, serve with other believers, pray with other believers. We invite you right now. Won't you come? Hands are extended. Won't you come? Won't you come right now?
You just heard Pastor Kevin Love of Living Faith Community Church, located at 1111 Tally Road in San Antonio, Texas. You're welcome to join us for Sunday worship service at 9 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study via Zoom at 7 p.m. Living Faith Community Church, where we're connecting real life to a real faith.